Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie is using some of his personal connections to try to help solve some of the city's biggest problems. So far, Lurie's managed to raise close to $40 million from wealthy donors. Phil, they say money can't buy you love, but can it help solve problems here in the city?
No, it's not the first time. I'm going to take you back in a time capsule to when Willie Brown was mayor of San Francisco. And San Francisco was recovering from the earthquake, and it was rebuilding its city hall, making it earthquake-proof. And he decided to turn it into what we called the Taj Mahal, which is what you see right now, right up to that gold plating that you see on the dome, on the roof of the building, which makes it so impressive. He needed money for that, but the taxpayers weren't going to be giving him money for that. So what he did was he went to developers around town and said, look, you got these big projects you want to get reviewed by the planning commission and such, and it usually takes 2 to 3 years. Tell you what, you donate to my guild, the roof of City Hall fund, and I'll get you to the front of the line. I'm not saying your project's going to get approved, but if you give me money for my dome at City Hall, I'll get you to the front of the line. And they did. Now, that created a lot of upset at City Hall, and they put limits on how elected officials could go around collecting private funds. And in comes Daniel Lurie this last year, and he says, okay, I have this history in philanthropy. I know these billionaires and millionaires that can help us. I need some help from the Board of Supervisors. I want permission to collect from them, and I also want to get to say, who gets to use the money, what programs it goes through without you guys getting involved. And they went for it, Steve. They went for it because they're looking for change in the city, and they got it. He's got $37.5 million in counting. He's coming in. A lot of it's coming in from the supporters of Tipping Point, which is the charity fund that he used to manage. He created and managed it before he was mayor of San Francisco. He's got ties into Pacific Heights that you and I can only dream of, and not the least of which is that he's one of them himself, you know, being heir into the Levi Strauss jeans fortune. So it's the rich helping the rich help the poor, and that's what he's moving on right now.
So the mayor says he'd like this money to go towards helping with problems like homelessness and addiction.
Yep.
Can the money make a difference? Where would that money go to attack those problems?
Okay, one of the things is he's going to up the money that's going in for homeless families, okay? Because what we're seeing now is that there's a decline in people that are necessarily out there in tents, where tent counts is down, but what's up are people in RVs. And a lot of them are migrants coming in from Central and South America that have eventually made it to San Francisco. And there's a big growth in that population. So the money's going to go there. What this allows him to do is say, these programs work, I'm going to fund them, without having to hear from the programs that don't work that say, hey, we've been funded for many, many years, okay, and we have pull at City Hall, you give us the money. So what he's doing is he's sidestepping that. He vowed to make it performance-related, so he's going to pick the ones that have performance. And I will tell you, Money doesn't make a difference. San Francisco has been spending $1 billion a year on homelessness, and it hasn't gotten that much better. It's how you spend it and where you spend it, and that's what he's taking a look at.
Quickly, the mayor's honeymoon period doesn't seem to have worn off yet. How long can he keep it going?
He can keep it going as long as he keeps the streets clean and people feel like that things are getting safer and you see more arrests. I will tell you things, what he's doing and collecting all this money and doing all this stuff, it's really great. But his real challenge is he's got to get somebody in there to take the place of Macy's when it goes out of Union Square, because he's got to get downtown retail going back on. And on that front, I'm not sure if there's a charity out there that can fill up the downtown vacancies.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS Insider Phil Mateer will be live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.